Good morning. I know I'm not used to preaching in the mornings, but I almost want to say good evening. But it's good to be with you, to be able to fill in for Mike this morning. And our prayer is for Mike to get better. If you would, since we've had so many things going on this week, let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer, thanking you for all that you do for us, Lord. We ask that you'll be with us in this time. Lord, we pray for the Kinsey family and their loss of JD. Pray for them, give them comfort, give them strength. Lord, we also pray that you'll be with the Mouse family in their time of loss. Also, we also pray for the Foreman family, pray for Ed's family and their loss of Ed this week. Pray for his family. Pray that you comfort and strengthen these families who've lost their loved ones, and may they look into you for guidance for all things. Lord, we also ask you to be with us and pay attention to what, help us to pay attention to things that we should be doing and things that we could help with during this time of need. This time, Lord, we ask you to be with Mike and the doctors that are administering to him. We ask that you'll give them the knowledge that they need that they might be able to find out what's going on and to help him and get him back a measure of health. Lord, we just thank you so much and all that you do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning, we're going to be talking about the lesson be coming from Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, and it was read earlier, but I'm going to go ahead and read it again. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. In this lesson, we're going to see that our need to be, we see that we're going to need to be strong and be courageous in everything that we do, be strong and courageous. And we're also going to see that we should not be afraid because God is with us. God is with us. This was God's charge to Joshua, and I believe it could be our charge as well. There will be times that we must stand against something, even though it's not the most popular thing to do. God wanted Joshua to know, no matter what, he was with him. As long as he was obedient. As long as he was obedient. We can find encouragement in that as well. Because if we are obeying God, he is with us. If we are obeying God, he is with us. We must not be afraid to do the right things. The world will try to influence us, but we must be strong and choose to do right. First thing this morning, be strong and courageous. God knew Joshua's task would not be easy, but he must face it head on. He must face it head on. Same goes for us. Our tasks here on earth, they're not easy, but we must face them. What must we be strong in? What must we be strong in? Number one, we must be strong in our faith. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. This is a reminder to us that we live by faith each and every day. We know the accounts of Noah. Noah had faith to build an ark. We also know that Abraham had faith by willing to sacrifice his son. That's the faith that we need to have and know that God keeps his promises. We know that God keeps his promises. We must not allow our faith to waver. In Matthew chapter 21, verses 21 and 22. Matthew chapter 21, verses 21 and 22. Jesus answered and said to them, "Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast into the sea,' it will happen." Verse 22, "In all things you ask in prayer, believing you will receive. Even in our prayer life, how often do we doubt? How often do we doubt what God can do? Probably pretty often. Our faith in God should be strong because we know that He is all-powerful. We know that He's all-powerful. We must be strong in our faith. Number two, and we must be strong in our daily living. We must be strong in our daily living. Life can get us down, but we must find strength in God. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 11. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 11. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Also in Psalm 29 verse 11. Psalm 29 and verse 11. The Lord will give strength to His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. We can find strength from the Lord. He is there when we need Him. Psalm 53, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 53, verses 1 and 2. The Bible reads, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and have committed abominable injustices. There is no one who does good." Verse 2, "God has looked down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there is anyone who understands, who seeks after God." Are you seeking after God as you should? Are you seeking after God as you should? So many times we try to tackle our problems by ourselves, and we are never alone. Maybe we think God is too busy. Maybe we believe He's too busy. But there are things in this life that might make us question our faith. We all may deal with some things, loss of a loved one, but we may start to question God. Why does bad things happen to good people? You know, that's a good question. That's a question we all ask at some point in time. But many times we get mad at the situation when we know that God is in control. God is in control, and He has all the answers. The only thing we should do that is God. The only thing we need to know is that God loves us, and it's a deep kind of love. We need to show that to Him. The same way He shows that to us. Jesus had strength because He endured the cross for us. The beatings He took, and the blood He shed was for our sins. Without His sacrifice, we would have nothing. In Psalm 73, verse 26. Psalm 73 and verse 26. "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Also in Proverbs 24 and verse 5. Proverbs 24 and verse 5. "A wise man is strong, and a man of knowledge increases power." Then also Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 2. Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 2. "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation." Isaiah had it right. We must trust God that He knows best. He knows best. Isaiah's commission was in Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8. The Bible reads, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me." Isaiah was ready to preach, and he volunteered. He said, "Here am I, send me." You know, that's the attitude that we need in the church today. And that's a servant's attitude. Many times we're afraid of the unknown, but we can't be afraid of that. We can't be afraid of that. We need the heart of a servant. And we sing that song often. You know, "Give me the heart of a servant, tender and faithful and true. Fill me with love, then use me, O Lord, so that the world can see You." People need to see Christ in us. our actions, our speech, our kindness, our love. There's many things that we can show that they that people can see Christ is in us. In Psalm 26 and verse 3, Psalm 26 and verse 3, "For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth." Also in Psalm 40 and verse 16, Psalm 40 and verse 16, "Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified." And then the third thing this morning, we need strength in our trials and tribulations. We need strength in our trials and tribulations. You know, even the disciples went through this. In Acts chapter 14 and verse 22, Acts chapter 14 and verse 22, the Bible reads, "Strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying, through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God." If they needed strength, so do we. You know, our task on earth is not easy, but we see it. We must see it through and leave the results up to God. So many times we get discouraged in our walk with God because we must put our faith in God that He will help us in our weak times, in our weak moments. We all have trials and tribulations, and we have to face them whether we want to or not. In James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Our faith will be tested in our times of trials. But we must have faith that God will be with us no matter the outcome. We need a strong faith, one that cannot be shaken." In Psalm 37 and verse 5, Psalm 37 and verse 5, "Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He will do it." Psalm 115 and verse 11, Psalm 115 and verse 11. "You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield." We must face our trials head on and know that we can put our trust in God, knowing that He is with us. We must not be afraid to step up and do what needs to be done in the church. Now, the second thing this morning, we need to talk about courage, courageous. We must be courageous. It takes courage to talk to someone about God and His saving message. It takes courage to talk to people. It takes courage to invite others to a Bible study or to worship. It takes courage. These are things that we must do. In 2 Chronicles 15 and verse 7, 2 Chronicles chapter 15 and verse 7, "But you be strong and do not lose courage, for there is reward for your work." Our work on earth is never done till we pass from this life. That reward for us is a home in heaven someday, as long as we are found faithful. It takes courage to preach the word. In Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6, Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you." We can find courage in this verse. He will not fail or forsake us. Each of us have talents, and we must put those talents to good use. Not everyone are preachers and teachers, but we have those who could encourage, who can cook, who can clean, who can invite, check on the sick, visit those in prison. Many things that can be done. But we need to be asking questions of, what do I need to do? What can I do to help? Not everyone will receive the word when it's preached. Not everyone receives the word when it's preached. Not everyone will obey the gospel every time the gospel is preached. But it takes patience, because all we can do is plant seeds. That's all we can do. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6. The Bible reads, I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. We are tools for God's kingdom. Once we plant seeds, we must water them so they can grow. If we don't water them, the seed will die out. Many are thirsty for God's word. We just need to share the gospel. All we can do is take courage that we are doing what we are supposed to be doing. Christians must be looking for things to do so we can help build up the church. Romans chapter 15 and verse 2. Romans 15 and verse 2. Each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to his edification. Also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 11. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another as you also are doing. We must find out how to build one another up. You know, technology can be used for good. We can be thankful for Facebook and things that we can put there that maybe reminders and updates on the sick and any news that can be put out there that we need to know about. Most of us have a cell phone, and it doesn't take 2 seconds to send someone a text to tell a person we love them and miss them at services. Not everyone aspires to be a preacher. We need more younger preachers. Preaching isn't something that must be done. Preaching is something that must be done to help spread the good news. Sometimes preachers must talk about tough subjects, but we think we must deal with those subjects. Jesus preached, and he had a love for souls. Not everyone obeyed Jesus' message either. And the same will go for us. Not everyone will obey. But it is our duty to preach and do it to the best of our ability. In Luke chapter 4 and verse 43. Luke chapter 4 and verse 43. The Bible reads, but he said to them, I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, for I was sent. Now Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, and this is Paul to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Now when I came to Troas for the gospel of Christ, and when a door was opened for me in the Lord, I had no rest for my spirit, not finding Titus my brother, but taking my leave of them, I went on to Macedonia. We must look for open doors to preach and teach to those outside of Christ, and also when we come together. There must be Bible studies set up so we can study God's Word with those who want to learn. We also need to encourage. We need courage in everything we do, and know that something better awaits us when we leave this place on earth. You know, it's not easy to have courage, because the fear of failing can get us down. We must try and do the best we can to show others to Christ. Also in John chapter 17 and verse 3. John 17 and verse 3. And this is Jesus' prayer. He said, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Heaven and hell are real places, and we shouldn't want anyone to be lost. A lost person is one who has not put Christ on in baptism. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21, corresponding to that, baptism now saves you, not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When we are baptized, Jesus' blood continually washes us clean. In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's wonderful to get your slate wiped clean and get a fresh start. Can we lose our inheritance? Yes, we can. We can lose our inheritance. God will look at the state we are in when He comes again. That's why we need to be prepared. If we aren't found faithful and we have fallen away from God, then hell is what awaits us. We must remain faithful till death. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. For after all, it is only just for God to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to give relief to you who are afflicted, and to us as well, when the Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire. Verse 8, dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. These will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. If you know you need to be baptized, why wait? Why put off tomorrow what you can do today? I don't know about you, but I'd rather be with the Lord and not eternal destruction. Today, the choice is yours. The choice is yours no matter, and no one can make it for you. If you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a child of God and you've walked away and you've struggled, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitation song.